he's going to dive. Still well short of the first attempt. Wide ahead.
That's a concussion. Helmet, yeah, he's going to be done. Look at. He doesn't know where he is.
Tony Romo talking there on CBS this past Sunday during the Cowboys-Redskins game after quarterback Dak Prescott took a rough hit in the first quarter and appeared to have a concussion. And it doesn't seem like anybody noticed or didn't care so much or something. I don't know. I haven't even heard anybody talking about this since the game on Sunday. And, they're talking about Amari Cooper and the trade of the first-round draft. But Dak's got a concussion. Oh, well. He was quickly cleared to get back onto the field. And the camera caught Prescott using smelling salts. Joining us to talk about this is neurologist Brandon Brock with Cerebrum Health Centers. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning.
The NFL has been very strict about its protocols. And then when this happened, it seems like the medical staff on the scene simply gave him some smelling salts and talk to him for a moment and then send him back out. But my understanding that smelling salts is not a good thing at all.
Man, if you get to use that to get back on the field, I mean, it reminds me of the old Brett Favre days, you know, whenever he would just do it on the sideline and go back in and play. The rules have changed. You can't turn yourself back on that way just so you can have enough awareness to go figure out where you're at. Tony Romo, believe me, from experience, knew exactly what he was seeing because he had been there many a time. And you could see the absent look in the face. He probably didn't know exactly where he was, and he was scared. And he needed to sit out for a while. They need to get those guys off the field and examine them so they're not doing things like getting lost and trying to find smelling salts and stuff like that. It's not good.
Now, I believe I read recently that with concussions and head injuries, that it's not concussion so much as repeated smaller injuries that occur over a long period of time that cause the CTE problems and other problems down the road. Is that right?
Well, it's both. They found that concussions where you lose consciousness are bad. And then the repeated injuries over time, yes, of course, are very, very bad at causing CTE because it creates constant inflammation in the brain. So I would say that the repeated mild to moderate head injuries, well, not even moderate, but just mild head injuries, really add up bad. And, you take a couple of hits like he got, and if you give him another one of those anytime soon, it's going to add up big time. So it's not. That's why you can't put somebody back in the game so soon because they immediately, from that point on, have got to have time to rest and to heal. And, you know, my time frame is much longer than what the NFL's is, but regardless, he didn't need to go back in the game.
Talking with neurologist Brandon Brock with Cerebrum Health Centers. So what is this concussion protocol they always talk about? That's all they ever make reference to. Nobody ever talks about specifically what it amounts to or how they work a guy through a week or 2 weeks off and make sure that he's okay before he gets back on the field.
Yeah, they've got their own little protocol, and I don't know exactly the details of it, to be real honest with you. They have to, you know, be able to perform certain things, act a certain way, have so many, like, symptomatology has to be down a certain amount before they can be considered eligible to play again, and I believe it has to be completely symptom-free. But, the whole thing seemed like it happened really quickly. They were trying to really get the game going. They were really trying to increase the rate of play. And it was like, is he okay? Is he okay? He says he's okay. Okay, I guess he's okay. And then you see him sniffing some smelling salts to try to perform because he was scared. He didn't, you know, there's no telling what was really going through his mind. And it seemed like everything that was part of that protocol, it looked as if, and of course we don't know for sure, but it looked as if it had just broke down and kind of just went by the wayside.
Well, it's a far cry from back in the day when John Madden would sit there and holler, well, he got his bell rung. We just don't have people getting their bells rung anymore. Thank you very much. Oh, I assume that you're not a big fan of mixed martial arts.
Oh, I love mixed martial arts, but it's another sport where people are getting clobbered, you know?
Intentionally, yeah, willingly, voluntarily. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Pay me to get my head caved in. No
All right.
problem.
Thank you, Dr. Brock. Appreciate it.
All right. You take care. Bye-bye.
Brandon Brock, neurologist with Cerebrum Health Centers.